Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation, an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management.
People voted to make energy clean. Now we're the enemy of this corporate machine. You told you have the right to protest in peace.
But in this episode of featuring the music of Mobius Loop, we'll be hearing their songs Mama and Mothers of Man. We'll also be hearing about Million Vegan Grandmothers. Stay tuned. And we'll also be learning about the Animal Freedom Bell at American Vegan Center in Old City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA.
Male dominion, they don't cherish the goddess in the United Kingdom. Why should we ask the queen? To be clean, so take a deep breath in this death grip, caged with investment. The conscious age where fracking couldn't make any less sense. Nothing will nourish you, flourish you, encourage you more than water. It is the only door we need to walk through. Talk to the water, watch its resonance warp. Thoughts you send to the water cause destruction to forge a reflection.
This song is Make a Human Fence by Mobius Loop, a vegan band in the UK.
Is Make a Human Fence.
The Million Vegan Grandmothers.
Make a Human Fence.
Sponsored a water blessing.
In the ground, it doesn't make no sense, so we'll make a human fence.
Sunday, October 24th, 2021. What I'll be featuring in this episode of Vegan Nation is the Million Vegan Grandmothers at VCOP 9. Sunday, May 1st, 2022. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Hemp Milk by Mobius Loop.
If you want some milk but don't want animals to bleed, then bless that mother's udders and just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strain of water, seed and jug. And 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of hemp milk. It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way. Hemp milk, you really can't complain. Just blend hemp seed with water and give it all a strain. Hemp milk is really good for you. Pour it on your cereal or have it in your brew. Hemp milk, the healthiest around. The greatest source of protein that humans ever found. Humans ever. Subsidize the dairies and glorify the wars. Hemp milk, no need to rape a cow, and we can end their suffering right now.
Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Soon we'll be joined by the Million Vegan Grandmothers. Right after we hear a little bit more of Mobius Loop. This is Once Upon an Infinite.
Once upon an infinite, lift a little detail, all the knowledge parted as the essence found a name. Oh, a synthesis of this and that, and listen while we witness one becoming two and then becoming one again. Oh, geometry came from a tree and flowered into it of a blueprint that could easily be stored. Perception is an intercepting, intricate rendition of a garden that could hardly be ignored. Once upon an infinite, lived a little detail, land transformed to language as the monkey turns insane. natured, complicated, realms beyond, realms beyond. One becoming two, and then becoming one again. Never ever drinking from the dangers in the water. Achieving universal harmony and dancing round the fire we have made. Once upon an infinite, lived a little detail. Nothing ever died because the wax will always wane and wax and wane and wax. Memory has much to do in doing what it's supposed to. One becoming two, then becoming one again. Fictitious separatism, where is art meant to be? Math is near awakening, you are a divine creation, and this is the 21st century. Supposedly, once upon an infinite, lift a little detail, infant in the making, gonna play a silly game. Nothing but befriending with a never ending one, becoming two and then becoming one again. Oh, one becoming two and then becoming one again.
This is Mothers of Man by Mobius Loop. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation, and here's a recording of the Million Vegan Grandmothers, Sunday, May 1st, at VCOP 9, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples. This is Tammy Hay, founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers, and Judy Carmen, interviewing Freya Denshaw.
Welcome, everyone, to the Million Vegan Grandmothers, and we have a wonderful, wonderful guest, Freya Denshaw of the American Vegan Society, and she just epitomizes the nature of the Million Vegan Grandmothers. And real quickly, I'm going to read the Million Vegan Grandmothers Declaration, and then Tammy is going to share one of her wonderful poems, and then we will begin our wonderful interview of Freya. So here is the Million Vegan Grandmothers Declaration. We, the Million Vegan Grandmothers and Wisdom Carriers, join together using the power of love. Love for the children and grandchildren of all beings and for Mother Earth. Welcome our all people, regardless of gender, age, or grandmother status, who align with the values of veganism and this declaration. We affirm the right of all beings to live in a natural, toxic-free environment, which allows us all to thrive and to lead sacred, liberated, sovereign, and joyful lives. The power of our love is unstoppable. We do not allow this planet and all who live here to be destroyed. We are creating a vegan world of peace, freedom, and loving kindness for all. We believe that the true nature of human beings and our highest calling is to be kind, compassionate, nonviolent, and partners with, not dominators of, all life. We believe this is the time of the great awakening of humanity to leave behind the destructive nature of Homo sapiens and become who we really are, who we've always been destined to be, Homo ahimsa. As vegan grandmothers, we are here to midwife the birth of the new compassionate human and bring in the new era of a vegan ahimsa world so that our children and grandchildren and those of all species can thrive and be free. So Tammy, take it away with your wonderful poem, please.
Thank you for that, Judy. The last convergence, people were able to do a pledge, and that was a really beautiful, beautiful experience. So welcome, everyone. We come together in droves, swarms, earth walking from each direction, us vegan friends, teachers, the grandmothers, the spirit tellers, and the grandmothers in us all. With the torch of vegan velocity, of wise ones seeking strength in our millions, gathering for our children, grandchildren, and the next seven generations, if this will be. The next seven generations, if this will be. The grandmothers are gathering strong. The grandmothers are here to sing a new song, to heal. We are coming together, us vegan warriors of light, wisdom in our shining crow's feet and strong working hands. We are here, the million vegan grandmothers, kukums, omas, lolas, mamas, nones, amasanes, many names we are. The grandmothers are here. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful, Tammy. Thank you so much. So I want to introduce Freya. Freya is president of the American Vegan Society and editor of the American Vegan Magazine. She became the American Vegan Society president in the year 2000 after being secretary since 1960. She has been a trustee since 1960 of the American Vegan Society. She's editor of the American Vegan Magazine, which I highly recommend, from 2000 to the present, and author of The Vegan Kitchen, which is the first U.S. cookbook with vegan in its title. It may even be the first vegan cookbook in the U.S., because I remember back in the 70s, I couldn't even find a vegan cookbook. Then I didn't see Freya's, and everything was vegetarian. So way ahead of her time. She's the co-author with her daughter, Anne, of the book Apples, Bean Dip, and Carrot Cake, Kids Teach Yourself to Cook, which is a great book. Really great book for kids. She's been a key organizer for local and national events to encourage compassionate, healthful living. Freya has taught cooking classes to people of all ages for over 50 years. She is a lifetime vegetarian and vegan since 1960. So Freya, you may be one of the longest vegans that I know. And that's really so special for us to hear you speak after having been vegan that long.
We're listening to a recording of the Million Vegan Grandmothers. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program. And we're also listening to the music of Mobius Loop. This is Mothers of Man.
You are listening to America's music station.
This is WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM Community Radio Service, Central Massachusetts.
Tune in every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 12 midnight until 3 a.m. It's the Love Session on 91.3 WCW Worcester with DJ Chuck Chillin. Tell a phone, tell a friend, tell your fam. You might even want to tell your mama and them.
You are listening to WCUW 91.3 Community Radio Worcester, serving you and the byways of the world. Smart Radio, program by real people. Estás escuchando WCUW 91.3, Radio Comunitaria de Worcester, sirviéndote a ti y en todos los rincones del mundo. Radio inteligente, programado por gente verdadera.
You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. The song is Mothers of Man by Mobius Loop, a vegan band in the UK. Here's another one of their beautiful songs, Mama. And then we'll continue with the recording of The Million Vegan Grandmothers at VCOP 9. May 1st, 2022, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples.
So, Freya, welcome and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us and share. So, I'll just start out by asking you how you first became vegan. How did you find out about it so long ago?
Well, I grew up in a vegetarian family. My parents had decided to become vegetarian before I was born, and they were part of the peace movement and animal welfare movement. So that's how they knew of other vegetarians and knew that it was possible. But although I had heard of vegans, I thought they were too extreme and taking risks with their health. But that opinion started to change when I started corresponding with a young American who was to be my husband, Jay Dinsha. So he had become vegan in 1957, and he told me all the reasons why he was vegan. And I didn't accept it all at once, but you know, gradually I made changes. And I realized a lot of things that I had thought before were not true. But this is what people commonly do think. They think that the animals give us milk, the animals give us wool, that leather is just an innocent byproduct, so that's all right. Most of all, I didn't realize that the calves had to be killed so we could drink the milk. And so as all these realizations came upon me, I became vegan.
Wow. So, and you and Jay got married?
We did, yes.
This would have been in back in the 60s.
Yes. Now I do have some pictures. Can I share my screen?
Yeah, you're welcome to share your screen. Or I'm happy to put it up as well.
Okay. Well, if you could put up the beginning, Salesh, that would be
yeah,
good.
Sure.
First group. So first of all, we've got the American Vegan logo.
Mm-hmm. Which I love.
And this is me, vegan grandmother, with my daughter. And in between us, her son, Clint, and above him is Nardos. Nardos joined our family from Ethiopia about 3 years ago.
Oh.
So this is my vegan family.
Beautiful.
Now, this is a picture of my husband, Jay. and taken around the time that we were corresponding. And he was a big correspondent. He started writing letters at 2 a.m, and he'd write pages and pages and pages. So he explained all about his life and his thoughts and his heritage. I mean, he was born in America, but his mother was of German descent. His father was a Parsi who had come over from Bombay. Mm-hmm. And his father was teaching vegetarianism and health. But his father, as did many people at that time, thought that milk was essential and you had to have cow's milk to be healthy. But in 1957, Jay went to a slaughterhouse in Philadelphia because at that time he and his brothers were questioning their father, is meat so terrible? And their father said to them, go and see. Their father had toured these slaughterhouses in Chicago years ago. So Jay and his brother Noshravan went to Philadelphia to Cross Brothers Slaughterhouse on Front Street and saw what happened to the cows who were past giving milk productively, how they were slaughtered and became hamburgers and so on. It was a traumatic experience for them. When they came out of the slaughterhouse, they left their shoes on the sidewalk. They drove home, and when they got home, they burned their clothes. But, you know, the smell and the sights were just etched in them for a long time. So that's when Jay decided to become vegan. He couldn't support this anymore. And he got information from the Vegan Society in England, and they were very helpful in the beginnings of the American Vegan Society. As were a couple of people in California, Ruben Abramowitz and Dr. Catherine Nimmo, who had started a vegan society in the United States soon after the vegan society in England started. So that's the beginnings of our veganism. This picture here, Jay and I got married August 1st, 1960. And I started working for the American Vegan Society, which Jay had founded before I got here. In February of 1960. And people often say I'm a founder, but no, Jay founded it before I arrived in America.
Do you know which day he started the American Vegan Society in February of 1960?
I don't remember. It was the 6th or the 8th or something like that. Okay. I would have to look it up.
Because I was born on February 13th, 1960.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, that would have been. I think it was earlier in the month, just a little bit before you were born, Salish.
Well, and, you know, I was born in 1944, which is the year that the word was coined.
Yes.
Vegan was coined.
Awesome.
Is that what brings us all together?
Yes.
Interesting serendipities.
Now, Judy had said that I've been teaching kids in the South Jersey area to cook. And so the next few slides is pictures of children from the Newfield Terrace community organization's after school program. Our cookbook starts with children aged about 3 doing very simple things, you know, just like washing a bunch of grapes and serving that. We build on their skills so that they go all the way up to making lasagna, making cake, and things of that sort.
We're listening to Freya Dinshaw, a recording from the Million Vegan Grandmothers at VCOP 9. This is a shortened, edited version of their presentation.
This is really exciting, Freya, right? This is the new center, vegan center.
Yes, this is our new center in Philadelphia. We decided to be in Philadelphia because Philadelphia is a historic place, and people involved with that were Dr. William Metcalf, Sylvester Graham, who you will have heard of because of Graham crackers, Dr. William Alcott, who was brother to Bronson Alcott, the father of Louisa May Alcott. Bronson Alcott was also in Philadelphia, probably a little later. He studied at the libraries there, and that's where he helped them form his ideas about being vegan, although he didn't use the word vegan at that time. But he did have an interesting experiment in vegan living at a community farm that they had in Massachusetts. So with the beginnings of the vegetarian movement in Philadelphia and the beginnings of the American Vegan Society in Philadelphia because of Jay's visit to the slaughterhouse. We thought this was a good idea. So one of the objects we have in the center is a life-size cow, a plush cow, made by our friend Helga Takreta, who has a cow sanctuary in South Jersey. So people can see the cow through the window. They come in to stroke the cow, and they get a message about the cows and what happens to the cow, so people can drink milk, and an encouragement to drink almond milk, soy milk, and the other milks. With the cow is Bereda L., who is a vegan poet, and he volunteers time at the center. Behind the cow, you will see the international vegan symbol on a flag that was presented to us by the Dutch Vegan Society many years ago. We have food at the center because, you know, people are walking around to get hungry, and it's nice for them to find something vegan to eat. And what we have in this refrigerator are produced by vegan entrepreneurs in Philadelphia. And we also have a vegan version of cheddar chips. So in addition to food, we have, oh, this is the sign, Go Vegan, which is in the window. So people walking by the center, they see the Go Vegan sign and they stand by it and they take their photo and they send their photo to their family, and we're getting the word out. So this is in Old City, Philadelphia. It's in the historic district. Across the street is Christ Church, which is a tourist spot that people go to. So there are buses of people and groups of people walking by all the time. And so they can see that vegans are here in Philadelphia. I think I have a picture of Vance Lemkuhl. Vance is the guy whose idea this was. He lives in Philadelphia. He's interested in history of Philadelphia, and he gives walking tours. They take about 76 minutes, or a little more than a mile, going around Old City, Philadelphia, and pointing out vegan history sites. He is an artist. He's responsible for the designs on a lot of our T-shirts. Vance is really a treasure, and we're very lucky to have him working with us and being able to launch this project with him. So this is our garden party, which is coming up. There'll be music, and we have speakers too. This year, Dr. Michael Clapper is our speaker, and I will be speaking also. So this was to celebrate our 60th anniversary, but, you know, we're doing it at our 60-plus anniversary.
And this is May 29th, right?
It's Sunday, May the 29th, yes. You know that Philadelphia is known for the Liberty Bell. So we're proclaiming freedom for the animals, and this is our bell that we have. People can ring it and ring out for the animals, that the animals should be free of enslavement by people and abuse by people. The bell was actually brought from India to America when my husband went on a round the world lecture tour in 1967. And so he talked about veganism to countries all around the world. And this bell came back from India at that time. And we've made it our animal freedom bell at the American Vegan Center, which is on 17 North 2nd Street in Old City, Philadelphia. So our phone number is 856-694-2887. And our mailing address is Post Office Box 369, Malaga, New Jersey, 08328.
We're listening to Freya Dinsha, president of the American Vegan Society, talking about the American Vegan Center in Old City, Philadelphia. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. And much thanks to Mobius Loop for their beautiful music in the UK. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Hey, milk, no need to rape a cow, and we can end their suffering right now.